Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shereen, speaking
Yes,
to you on a
hello.
recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her name is
Lisa
Lisa
Morrison.
and last name is Morrison.
Okay, thank you. You can transfer her over.
All right, Lisa, she's going to take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay. My name is Shereen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Excuse me?
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
Diffuse B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B-cell?
Yes, lymphoma.
Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Just that one.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And what date were you diagnosed?
Okay, I was diagnosed June 11th of 2016.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. And do you have the address of where you used it?
2716 North 44th Street, Kansas City, Kansas, 66104.
Okay, so I have 2716 North 44th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, zip code 66104?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall?
No, not that I recall.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 46, I do believe.
Okay, and if you had to put a number, how many years have you sprayed Roundup for in your life?
Nine years.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The following questions are going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Have you had rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. And have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I had chemotherapy and the radiation.
For a different cancer or for the non-Hodgkin's?
No, for the non-Hodgkin's.
Okay. Other than that, did you have any other cancer where you had to, where it was required that you had chemotherapy?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
Lisa, L-I-S-A.
And your last name?
Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
10/29/1971.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy belated
Thank
birthday.
You. Thank you.
And then can I get your full social?
512-68-5983.
All right. Thank you so much. Did you do anything fun for your birthday?
No.
No? Okay. Are you big on celebrating your birthday or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. And then can I get your height and weight, please?
55150.
Okay. And then can I get your email?
MorrisonLisa3994@gmail.com.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 913-313-1030. Is this your cell, your home, or both?
Both, cell and home.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
First, I started having hand issues and breathing issues. And then after that, I went to the doctors because that was unusual for me.
Mm-hmm. And was it the doctor that told you there was a connection?
Yes.
And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup, in regards to a date? May of 2016, okay. And how many years would you, how many times a year would you say you used Roundup?
I used maybe 10 to 15 times.
10 to 15 times?
Yeah.
So about 10 times, does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
I did.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
Okay, that was February of 2007, and I stopped using it of May 2016, so about 9 years, give or take.
Okay, so February 2017 to May 2016?
Yes.
Okay.
February of 2007.
2007.
And I stopped using it. Yes.
And stopped May 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Yes, I had a mask and gloves.
Okay.
And my boots on.
Okay. And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied?
My garden. It's pretty big size.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, you sprayed Roundup in the city, or in the state of Kansas?
Yes.
Okay, the next couple questions are a little bit repetitive. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay, and did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
I did.
Okay, and how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly, like using it at home?
I was using it at home.
Okay. Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
About 2 times a week.
Okay. So all the time that you were spraying it, you were present?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to pick a number?
Between 10 or 15 times.
So 15 times in your entire life you've been exposed to Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. Based off of what you told me before, you said you sprayed Roundup roughly around 10 times a year, and you did that for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, 9 years.
Yes.
So the math on that... Okay.
I did it more because I used it.
Okay,
for 9 years. So.
Okay, so the question's asking how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to pick a number?
Over.
You can kind of ballpark estimate it.
two to three, maybe five times, because that was over. That's been over 9 years. So, and I was out there in the yard. So
okay, I put five. Okay, I put down 500. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was concentrate.
Okay. And do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup at?
It was purchased at Walmart Supercenter. The address is 10824 Parallel Parkway. And that would be Kansas City, Kansas, 66109.
Okay. You said Walmart Supercenter. And then what was the address you said again?
10824 Parallel Parkway, Kansas City, Kansas, 66109.
Okay, thank you so much. Just writing that down. And then, do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? It's
I
okay
do,
if not. So you do? Yes?
I do, but I have to take a look because I'm not quite sure if I threw them away or not.
Okay, we'll put no for now. Do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay, the attorneys do ask if you do. Just do not destroy or tamper with it because it'll help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And then the following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's, okay? It's going to be a little bit of rapid fire.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, no.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Did you do a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I did chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
Chemotherapy and radiation? Anything else?
Yes. And I took oxycodone for the pain.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Kelly Gass.
Kelly Gass?
G-A-S-T.
Okay. And that is in Kansas City?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Is she the doctor that treated you as well? Or just the doctor that diagnosed you?
She treated me as well.
Okay. And was that at St. Luke's?
Yep.
Okay.
And you need that address?
So I have it on Google. St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute. Is that where you were treated?
Yes.
And that's where you were?
Road.
Okay. And that's the address that you were diagnosed at as well?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for this doctor?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. Is the hospital phone number okay? 816-931-1883?
Yeah.
Or let me see if I can find a phone number for her. A phone number that I have for her on Google is 816-932-3300?
Sounds right.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, overall, I'm doing a little better, but it stops me sometimes for breathing, and I have to take short breaks. So it has affected me a big time.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
2716 North 44th Street, Kansas City, Kansas, 66104.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, don't live.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yeah.
And who is this person to you?
Friend?
Okay. And can I get their phone number,
yes,
please?
913-653-7858.
And what is their first and last name? Can you spell it for me, please?
A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
Okay.
Last name Johnson.
J-O-H-N-S-O. No, no worries. J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay. And then one last question for you. What was the date that you started your treatment?
I started my treatment June 27th of 2016.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do now is I'm going to review all the information with you on the phone. If you need to stop me for any reason, if anything doesn't sound correct, just go ahead and interrupt me. Or if I'm going too fast, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around June 11, 2016. You sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 2716 North 44th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, zip code 66104. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 9 years. And your first name is Lisa, spelled L-I-S-A. Last name Morrison, spelled M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N. I have your date of birth as October 29th, 1971, and I have your social security number as 512-68-5983. I have your height and weight as 5'5", 150 pounds. I have your email as your last name, first name, 3994@gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 913-313-1030. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around February 1st, 2007, and I have the date that you stopped spraying Roundup roughly around May 1st, 2016. You sprayed in your garden at home, you sprayed in the state of Kansas, you sprayed residentially, and you used it, you personally sprayed Roundup yourself directly. You've had about maybe 500 exposures in your lifetime. You purchased from the Walmart Supercenter located at 10824 Parallel Parkway in Kansas City, Kansas, zip code 66109. The doctor that diagnosed and treated you is Kelly Gass. She's located at St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute at the address of 4401 Warnell Road in Kansas City. Hold on. This address doesn't make sense. Kansas City, Kansas, correct?
No, Kansas City, Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll pronounce it Missouri.
No, okay. So it did say M-O. Your address is Kansas City, Kansas, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing that was in... Hold on, let me see. The only thing that was in Missouri is where you were treated and diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. That threw me off a little bit. I didn't know there was a Kansas City, Missouri, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Neighbors.
Okay. So again, I have that address is 4401 Warnell Road in Kansas City, Missouri, zip code 64111.
Yes.
And the phone number I have for Kelly Gass is 816-932-3300. And I have the date that you started your treatment as June 27, 2016. You received chemo, radiation, and pain medication.
Yes.
Okay. And I have your current address as 2716 North 44th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, zip code 66104. And I have your emergency contact as your friend, Antonio Johnson. Antonio is spelled A-N-T-O-N-I-O, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And I have his phone number as 913-653-7858.
Yes.
And he is a friend of yours?
Correct.
Okay. And we do have permission to contact this person if needed?
Correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to have you go ahead and do, I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I just went ahead and sent you these documents. All you need to do is sign them. It should take about 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line just so you have it. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
And then in terms of the text, go ahead and click on that link. You're going to click through the yellow buttons. It's going to prompt you for a couple signatures. And then you should be done.
I agree. Okay. 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 I initialed everything. Okay. Okay. Initial. And. Okay. Okay. All right. Continue?
Yes. Okay, perfect. You're all finished. With that being said, it will email you a copy of the contract itself, so you have it. Lisa, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I know it's not easy to speak about, you know, this matter, but... And it's not only just a physical battle, but a mental battle as well. So I do want to thank you so much for being so patient with me on the phone and sharing, you know, kind of your experience with me. With that being said, in regards to the lawsuit, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case. So be on the lookout for that call. They won't be able to start working on your case until they speak to you. So just keep that in mind. If in the meantime you have any questions or concerns, please contact me on that 949 number. That will be my direct line and my main point of contact. And if you happen to know of anyone or bump into anyone that was affected by Roundup, send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. But again, Lisa, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.